Well, a very, very, very busy day here at the Finn Valley Centre Miles. A very busy day, about 1,200 athletes and 4 hours of competition. Conditions pretty tough, in fairness, because, you know, there's been a lot of rain in recent times and we're down by the river here. So you can expect it to be tough, and it was tough. And a bit of a wake-up call for some athletes who nowadays are running on football pitches and stuff like that. But this was real cross-country, a real test, and a very exciting day in Tude. So I'll start with the final events of the day, which were the novice championships. And seriously, seriously good news for Donegal clubs here. Donegal clubs are very strong, obviously, but novice is one of those situations where, you know, you've got to get a new team. Once you won the novice title or the novice team title, that's your team gone out of that grade of athletics, and you got to build another team. So, you know, it suits some clubs and doesn't suit others, and so on. But it's always going to be exciting. So we had really good results today, and I'll start with the men. And the men's pre-race favourites going into this, the men's novice were Letterkenny, and they justified, completely and absolutely justified that ranking coming into the event. They completely dominated the team event, led by Dan King, who finished in third spot. Two Monaghan lads, one and two, and then Dan King. He held on well and led the team to a pretty facile victory indeed, and the Ulster Novice Team title. So well done, Letterkenny, on that one. Members of that team, Kieran McMonagle, Jared McGranahan and Raymond Birch. So Letterkenny winning the team convincingly right from the word go. Foyle Valley were second, and Milford, the Donegal champions, they finished third. And other Donegal interest there, well, the Rosses were fourth, and Valley were fifth, and Monaghan were sixth. So good result. That was the final event of 4 hours of competition this afternoon. But prior to that, we had an absolute ding-dong battle in the women's novice. And in the end, one point seen Milford. Historic for Milford once again. They had won the Donegal men's novice, of course, and that was very exciting for them. Well, today, exciting again for a big, big, big contingent of people from Milford. And, you know, a lot of happy faces, a lot of happy people going back to Milford this evening. They beat Finn Valley by 1 point in the end. And it was nick and tuck. Good look at the last gap. At the last gap, going through a hedge on the last lap and the last run in for home. Finn Valley probably led by 2 points. But in the end, the Milford girl, who was seriously necessary for that team victory, caught a couple of girls, and in the end everybody wondered who won it. We knew it was between Finn Valley and Milford, but in the end 1 point to spare for the girls from Milford. And that Milford team, and very, very important, of course, historic team. Tara Cairn, she was their lead runner. She finished fifth. Gillian Marley, of course, a name synonymous with athletics in the Milford area. Gillian was on that team. And Siobhan McHugh, she's from down Cranford Way, she was the scorer on that team as well. So Milford beating Finn Valley by a point with Derry Track Club. So it was 31 points for Milford, 32 for Finn Valley, and 35 for Derry Track Club. So it was a pretty tight battle, and indeed a tight battle for supporters who were driving them on as well, as you can imagine. That was a novice, and as I say, well done, congratulations to Milford there. I'll take results as I see them in front of me here. I'm looking at the under 17 boys. Probably the best Donegal performance today in underage athletics was by, again, and I mentioned him the last day, from Russ Trevor, from Glen Swilly, from Olympian Athletic Club, Sean McGinley. He was, again, very, very impressive in winning the under 15 boys. Letterkenny were third team there, but no doubt about the young man from Glen Swilly winning it. Dylan McBride from Willowfield in Belfast second, and Oisin Coy from Finn Valley third. So two Donegal men in the top three there. And as I say, Letterkenny got in there for third team. A pretty interesting and encouraging result in the under-19 boys from Finn Valley, with the Finn Valley boys winning the under-19 boys title. Always, always, always good to win the under-19, because at the end of the day, that's the age group you still want them running. That's the age group that you really, really want them to be impacting, you know, and this they did today. So led by Owen Bradley and Ben Carr, perfect running by them. Sixth and seventh they finished. Finn Valley winning the team, so everybody happy with that, and particularly based on the age range of the lads, you know what I mean. So that was important. Some other results, well, we But under 11 results from Nia Fletcher from Cranford. She again was to the fore. She was always fighting for that gold medal and ended up being a silver medal, but a great run from her and the under 11 girls. Finn Valley won the team here from Anna Lee and Cavan with Letterkenny in third, but a great run from Mia. And then in the under 11 boys, we're back in Cranford again with Keaton McFadden. Great run. We've talked about him on many occasions in the last year or two as he grew into the sport, and he's still growing into the sport, but a lovely, beautiful athlete, and a victory, individual victory for Keaton McFadden from Cranford. Finn Valley winning the team here again with Sean Gallagher, their lead runner. Letterkenny, in fact, finished second, Cranford third, so a 1-2-3 in the team story for Donegal. And then and the under 13 girls. And the best there was Finn Valley. They finished in third team there with Ella McGlinchey, their best runner. And in the under 15 girls, we had two really good, strong runs in the under 15 girls by Donegal athletes. We had Amy Green of the Rosses. She finished fourth and had to be a strong run for her. And Sarah Bradley, under 14, of course, stepping up to under 15. She really, really added up in the last lap. And she got in there for fifth and led Finn Valley to the third team story. And under 13 boys, well, it was Letterkenny that got up there for third team. And just bear with me a second. That pretty much was it. So we had Cranford in team prizes. We had five Finn Valley teams qualifying for nationals. And if I'm counting it right, we have four Letterkenny teams qualifying for nationals as well, Miles. But the novice, that really strong team victory for Letterkenny. So well done to them. And that exciting women's team victory for the girls from Milford.
Very good, Patsy. And I suppose that's qualifying for the All-Ireland Championships on even for the younger members. Is there qualifying for the men's All-Ireland novice?
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, there is novice and it's open. And you don't have to qualify it.
Okay,
I would anticipate and hope that Donegal would field good, strong teams. So just, in other words, that they wouldn't, you know, that they wouldn't end their competition year here in Donegal, and that they would move on and that they would compete in strong. I do know that Finn Valley have a lot of guys to bring in when it comes to national, because they previously, so if Finn Valley get any support at all at national level, particularly from those Letterkenny lads, I think they can shake strong medals out of nationals. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, because you have, am I correct in saying that in the men, Letterkenny team won Foyle Valley second, Milford third, Rosses fourth, and Finn Valley fifth. So that's a lot of Donegal teams that are eligible to combine for their county team.
Plus those guys who will still be novice at national level, Miles, who are not eligible today at provincial level.
Okay.
So and I would underline that, because I mean I would hope that we have a very big Donegal contingent. You know, but it is in Waterford, and they need to get their head around it right now, and they need to decide that they're travelling, because we, you know, you only in your lifetime, if you're going well, sometimes you only get the one shot at it. So hopefully Donegal will go all guns blazing to Waterford.
And in the women's section, Milford winning and Finn Valley second, so there's a good combination there.
There is. There's a good combination there, but they just need to step up their standard, you know, because again, against the Dublin clubs and so on, it may be a bit of a jump up on standard, but certainly there's quite a lot of good girls there, and just you would like to think that they would again be competitive come nationals.
Okay, and just to remind people that I'll be speaking with Teresa Doherty after 5 o'clock, of course, winning her ninth Donegal senior title last weekend. We spoke to Carol Dugan, who won the men's, but we didn't get a chance to speak to Teresa. But we'll be speaking to her after 5 this afternoon.
Excellent, Mage. And one other thing just to say, and I reflected on this the last day I was here at Finn Valley for the Donegal Novice Championships. Massive, massive, massive crowds. Something that is that I've noted the last 12 months, you know, the crowds and, you know, the traffic and, you know, the whole thing, it's multiplied seriously, you know, the number of people who are turning up to these things now. So that in itself is interesting. And then moving quickly on to that, you know, this has been a busy time at Finn Valley this last couple of weeks. It was we had a championship here last weekend. We have We had one today, and of course we have the Remembrance 10K, which is always a very popular event at 11 o'clock next Sunday here. So it's just a busy time, and then it's national then after that.
Patty, just speaking about that, we kind of regretted the fact that so many people were running on the roads back a number of years ago. We've mentioned a couple of times, you made an appeal a number of times to get them to the cross country. They've done that, obviously.
I have great regard and respect for Milford, how they have come from being a running type group to begin with, and I don't mean that in any way disrespectfully, but they have stepped it up, you know, really well under the guidance of Q Call and people like by James and all, James Gibbons, you know, and they're in here with big numbers and they're competing well. And there are other clubs, but the newest club to take on the challenge in proper organised championship athletics have been Milford. And, you know, I just want to just acknowledge that today, because that's relevant to the point you're just making, that a lot more big crowds here today, big numbers, and big Donegal. Donegal is seriously strong when it comes to athletics, and this is evident here today.
And, you know, with the big numbers like that, it's obviously going to mean that the standard's going to rise.
Well, you would hope so, you know, but not as rising. Maybe I'm hard to please, but it's not rising as fast as I would like, and it's not as tough as I would like it to be. I was very disappointed with the turnout in the Donegal Senior a week or so ago. I thought that everybody, you know, that there really wasn't, it wasn't serious, it wasn't as competitive as it might have been. A lot of people either, could I use the word hiding or whatever, or just not being loyal enough to their club to turn out, or whatever it may have been. But to be honest, I would like to see more, I'd still like to see more. Standing on the white line in a field in a cross-country event, because, you know, I make this point all the time, Miles, that cross-country is the challenge. I mean, cross-country is anybody, whether they won, lose or draw, if they do a cross-country race in a championship in Donegal or Ulster, they have really achieved something serious. And I do know that people, you know, are challenging 5Ks and 10Ks, but on the road it's different. But it's brilliant, of course it's brilliant, it's absolutely to be applauded 100 times, but at the end of the day, cross-country is a very, very Spartan challenge, and people are delighted when they do it, but, you know, it's having the courage to do it.